All right, good morning, Coach Michael Burke. 7:22 on Tuesday morning, right here, 2nd of April. So we're in a new month, we're in a new quarter. I want to get right to teaching this morning. If you watch this on podcast or listen to this on podcast, good news is I'm starting my podcast starting this Friday. Actually, I'm probably going to do my first one today called Lessons from the Lodge, Wisdom of 30-something Years of Coaching. I'm going to do Pray Drive, Go to Bed Tired, Wake Up Hungry. And I'm going to do the Coach's Locker Room, which is for people who want to speak, coach, train, lead. All of those are starting this week. They will all be under the podcast moniker of America's Coach. So if you watch my podcast, go to America's Coach. And that's where my podcast will be, starting with some new ones this week. So, Coach Burt, everybody needs a coach in life. Believe a good coach can change your life. This morning, I want to talk to you briefly about how to get momentum back if you lose your momentum. I come from an athletic background. And an athletic background teaches you that, just like I was watching a Final Four game last night with Iowa and LSU, winning in life is about really one thing. It's about more than one thing, but one of the biggest things it's about is momentum. And momentum is energy. It seems elusive. It's like I always ask people, have you ever been on the wrong side of momentum? And so I want you to think of momentum. We've all been on the wrong side of momentum. And I want you to think of momentum as energy, okay? And it is moving in a direction. Now, if you step back and you go a little bit deeper and you ask, how does one build momentum? Well, the obvious way one builds momentum is they pick a destiny and they move toward that destiny with a persistence and an intensity. They focused a lot on the process. So just like confidence follows knowledge, skill, and desire, momentum follows decisiveness, momentum follows movement, momentum follows circulation, momentum follows action, momentum follows energy, okay? You're never going to get on the right side of momentum by practicing inertia. It's like, I don't feel like doing this. I don't want to make phone calls. Right? It's like, I don't want to do this. And what happens is you get on the wrong side of momentum. So if momentum's kind of against you, Or it's never really against you. It's because you've probably done something to create a stagnation. So if you're without momentum today, it's most likely because you've stagnated, right? You don't have a decisiveness. You don't have a boldness. You don't have a movement. You don't have a circulation. And what's happened is you've woken up and you kind of had a plateau. And it's like, just remember, man, what got us here won't get us there. The significant problems we face in the world cannot be solved at the same level of thinking we were at when we created them. But that's deep stuff, but it's not really how you build momentum. You build momentum through a series of actions, a series of commitments, a series of decisions, and those decisions have to be backed up. Now, when you are stuck and you are static and you have plateaued, you have to shift the momentum, and I call that a thunderbolt. And a thunderbolt is a sudden, unexpected jolt of energy. And it's like, you know what? I need to shift gears here. And I need to find a new game to play. Or I need to find a new way to play the game. So sometimes you can't just jump up and play a new game. Sometimes you need to find a new way to play the current game. So I've been coaching for 33 years, Eric. And, you know, it's easy to allow yourself to stagnate. It's easy to allow yourself to lose momentum. It's easy to get bored. It's easy to go, I don't feel like doing this. Those are things that amateurs say. You would never hear a professional say that. Now, they may say it. They may go, you know what? I feel stuck or static or complacent. But what they do is they actually use that frustration and they go, I'm taking the frustration. I'm getting into some action. So what do I do when I lose my momentum? Number one, I change my environments. Now, working at the Greatness Factory, I told somebody yesterday, man, the Greatness Factory is a place you want to go to work. It's that cool, right? I change my circles. I'm like, man, I need to be around this person. This person's got a lot of confidence. This person's got a lot of energy. I may step back and say, I'm going to add a new strategy, a new tactic. I'm going to bring something new to the equation that I haven't done. I may step back and go, you know what? That was good for a season, but the skills that got us out of Egypt won't get us to the promised land. It's time to take a new direction. It's time to shift a new gear. It's time to skill up. I may learn a new skill. I may study something new. It's like the newness and the progress actually activates the prey drive. And that is ultimately how you build momentum. So think about a sports game. Momentum is built on wins, small wins. I score. I score. So one of my strategies as a women's basketball coach many years ago was to actually to stop the other team three consecutive times and not let them score on a three consecutive route. Let me tell you why. If you stop them three times, it kills all the momentum. Well, three wins builds momentum. Three wins today builds momentum. So when I wake up and I map out my day, it's like, what's the three biggest wins I'm going to get today? What's the three biggest level 10 opportunities? What's the three projects I'm going to move the ball down the field? What's the three movements I'm going to take to get this from A to B, right? Who's the three people I'm going to talk to today? Well, three wins a day, 5 days a week, 15 a week, 60 a month, 720 per year, okay? So if you're thinking about that, how do you get momentum? Some of you just need to get in. You need to shake it up, man. You need to shake it up. You need to shake it off and you need to shake it up and you need to get moving. So Christine, I'm going to be in Michigan. I don't know if you live in Michigan, but I'm going to be coming up to Traverse City, okay, on the competitive intelligence tour. One sure way to build momentum is get in a room with me for a day. That's what I've been doing, guys, for 33 years, helping people build momentum, build confidence, take a new action, move a new step. So when you see me do these tours, Package Your Purpose has two cities left, Chicago and Atlanta. Competitive intelligence is coming to Traverse City, Michigan, Detroit, Michigan, West Palm Beach, Florida, two stops in Nashville. One of those is on Thursday of this week. Okay. That's called the Competitive Intelligence Tour. And you're about to see me roll out the Go to Bed Tired, Wake Up Hungry Tour for later in the year where I go to different cities. And what I want to do is meet people, greet people, help people. Good things will happen when you meet people, you greet people, and you help people. I see people today, I'm like, get your head up, man. Get your head up, smile, meet and greet people. So what do I have going on right now? Competitive intelligence this Thursday at my lodge in Nashville at the Greatness Factory on Thursday. Saturday night, April 20th, if you want to come meet and greet, it's called Cool Evenings with Wealthy People. I'm going to be interviewing Dustin Black, founder of Black Tie, who is now a country music singer. He's going to sing. And we're going to have an incredible evening at the Greatness Factory. I'm doing events, as you see, with Adam Coffey tomorrow. If you've got a company you're thinking about selling, I'm doing a special session with Empire Builder, who wrote the book Empire Builder, Adam Coffey. You can get a spot at that if you will just message me what's next. That's for the What's Next program. So we've got a lot of cool things going on. But I tell people, man, I can't help you build any momentum if you don't do something, if you don't take an action, if you don't get involved, if you don't get moving, if you don't commit to something. There is no momentum if there's not a decision backed up by a commitment. And a commitment is a time and an energy and a resource, typically going to involve money, folks. So if you don't like doing those things, then I say you got two options. Stay where you are or make a different decision. Stay where you are. Make a different decision. So today's session was about how to build momentum. This will be on my podcast called America's Coach. Three new podcasts coming out this week. Lessons from the Lodge. Okay. Three decades of wisdom from coaching. Pray Drive, Go to Bed Tired, Wake Up Hungry, and the Coach's Locker Room, which is for coaches. So I'm Coach Burke. Make it a great day.